KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Cloudy skies in Atlantic at 7:07. It's 57 degrees. We look forward to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A high near 70. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Shifting to the northwest this afternoon. National Weather Service said a few strong to severe storms are possible, especially for parts of central and southern Iowa today. Hail and wind will be the main threat. There's possibility, though, for a brief spin-up of a funnel cloud or even a tornado of a weak variety. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA staff and board of directors hosted a community discussion on the future of recreation and the quality of life in Atlantic and the surrounding area. Approximately 76 people attended the event, which was held at the Cass County Community Building and broadcast live on KJAN-TV. The program is available for viewing by using the on-demand tab at KJAN-TV's link on our main page. Among the speakers at the event last night was Cass County Health System CEO Brett Altman, who mentioned what CCHS does to try and sell prospective employees on Atlantic, and that includes physical and comprehensive mental health services. He said a group from Leadership Iowa visited the hospital and community last fall. Most had never visited Atlantic before. Altman said Cass County is one of the best-kept secrets in Iowa.
We're in close proximity to an interstate, and it's only an hour to either metro. We have scenic rolling hills in all the recreation that we're talking about tonight. So 218 hole golf courses. Did you know that the Sunnyside Disc Golf is ranked in the top three in the state by all the major disc golfing publications? Our kids, that's their favorite thing to do here. We have state parks, we have the band shell, we have the Shieldburg Recreation Area, of course, with trails and biking, kayaking, camping. Of course, the T-Bone Trail.
Pickleball and one of the nicest airports in Iowa, especially for our community of our side, he said, are other things Atlantic offers.
That's a big deal. Some of these positions I showed you want to learn how to fly. And so when you can tell them that we have a top-notch airport, it helps. So as we talk about recreation, it isn't just physical recreation. It's also churches. It's Hitchcock House, the fairgrounds. We have an awesome county fair. You know, we have safe neighborhoods.
Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Brian Rasmussen spoke about all the park amenities, activities, and equipment available and media promotion efforts. He said there's equipment available free from the Parks and Rec Department for 33 different activities. The Parks Board, he said, continues to focus on amenities, both improving the current attractions and planning for the future.
If you don't know, we actually maintain 11 different parks within the city of Atlantic, which is phenomenal. That's a big city amenity to have. For a small town.
Cass County Conservation Department naturalist Laura Canning said they're reviewing and updating the current countywide trails plan. She and wellness coordinator Brigham Hoig talked about a trail survey. Hoig said the survey results they've already examined show some people lack a knowledge of the trails, so a trails map was created and is available at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, area libraries, and on the web at CassCountyIA.gov. Nishna Valley Family YMCA Director Dan Haynes floated the idea of a $1.2 million retractable dome over amenities at the Y that could include a lazy river, a splash park, young children's and young adults areas, and more. The dome would make the facilities available nearly year-round in all types of weather. There were concerns about taking over a good chunk of the parking space for such a facility, though. Some audience members also expressed concern that such a large facility would take away from the outdoor pool at Sunnyside Park. A suggestion was made to put more effort on marketing the amenities Atlantic and Cass County have to draw more professionals and families. Others said filling a number of empty buildings in Atlantic, addressing the lack of housing and a variety of restaurants would be a better draw. Atlantic City Councilperson Grace Garrett described Atlantic as a gold nugget that has so much to offer, and that her next steps forward, she said, will serve to enhance a future for us.
I don't think that there's anything moving forward from what I have seen that's already been accomplished, that if this community comes together, we can expand it. And I'm all for pulling in the youth, I'm all for pulling in the young adults, but if we want to be the hub, let's do it well so that we can recruit others from when they do go to the chamber and say, what do you have to offer? And then we can say to them, this is who we are, this is what we can offer you, please bring your restaurant here.
Haynes spoke during the meeting about making Atlantic a regional hub for family activities. Others suggested tying outlying communities into that hub and incorporating them as a spoke for additional activities. Locally, that could include incorporating a children's museum into the YMCA, and that would have all sorts of family activities, including those that incorporate STEM, a senior space, and more. The results of the suggested amenities list and priorities will be tabulated and announced sometime in the near future. Well, the Atlantic Police Department reports two arrests took place Sunday. 40-year-old Daniel Murphy of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense, and 33-year-old Kayla Millam of Atlantic was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and driving while license is denied or revoked. Murphy and Millam were booked into the Cass County Jail and later released. On April 3rd, 51-year-old Janice Lewis of Atlantic was cited into court for driving while license is barred. And on the 2nd, 35-year-old Peyton Watsky of Audubon was cited into court on the same offenses. Both were released at the scene. More news on our webpage, KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.